Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
That crash in Midrand still causing a lot of trouble. It's between New Road and Olifantsfontein. The Mike 1 is backed up from about Melrose Arch at the moment. There's also been another crash heading into the Buccleuch interchange from the Sandton side. And then very busy through Galulies and the R21 north and south between Olifantsfontein and Pomona, basically.
In Kaapstad word daar die week gepraat oor elektroniese kiesstelsels in Suid-Afrika. Die hoofkiesbeampte Simon Mabolo sê so 'n benadering moet verantwoordelik benader word.
In an era where cyber threats are increasingly prevalent, we must build systems that are resilient, secure and able to withstand the threats of today and the future.
Hy het die openingsrewer gelewer by die 3-dag konferensie. En dan nuus uit die buiteland. In die Noordsee moes reddingswerkers skouer aan die wiel sit nadat 'n olietanker en 'n vragskip gebots het. 32 mense is beseer, maar geen sterftes is sover aangemeld nie. Die voorval het aan die kus van Oos-Yorkshire plaasgevind en daar word nou bepaal of enige skade aan die omgewing aangerig is. Die volle storie is op jackrandfm.com. Klik op nuus. En dis nou Frans Kneitler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria, die plaaslike marke dop. Hy sê die JSE verhandel so wat 1% laer vandag.
Ons het resultate vanaf IVI Limited, die eienaar van die mode handelsnaam Spitz, sowel as I&J en Baker's Biscuits handelsname ontvang. Die maatskappy toon omsetgroei van 1.1% vir die 6 maande geëindig Desember 2024.
Maar dit beteken nie noodwendig dat daar nie uitdagings is nie.
Hulle noem dat hoë rentekoerse, inflasionêre druk en hoë werkloosheid dit moeilik maak om pryse van hulle produkte te verhoog. Die aandeel verhandel tans 5% laer. Onder wenners verhandel aandele van Baleworld so wat 7% sterker vandag.
$1 kos jou in die stadium R18.26, 'n euro R19.79 en 'n pond staan op R23.85. Goud verhandel teen $2,908.17 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $69.94 per vat. Laat ek net gewees sê, die pond is op R23.58 en nie R85 nie. Ek is Marlene Forsier, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some football news. Former Cape Town City manager Eric Tinkler has been named as the new Kukuna United coach. He now replaces Lehlohonolo Seama. His first game in charge will be against Marumo Gallants away at Bloemfontein on Wednesday. Seama was fired last week and Kaitano Tembo and Paulus Masehe were supposed to take over the match against the Mamelodi Sundowns, but that eventually didn't happen because of a botch-up over stadium bookings in Attridgeville. And in a dramatic twist of events, Cricket South Africa have now docked the Warriors' log points for not adhering to the governing body's transformation policy, with the Dolphins now said to hold Cricket SA's one-day cup qualifier against the Titans happening at Kingsmead on Wednesday. Despite Cricket SA confirming that the Titans and Warriors were going to be playing against each other in a press release last night, there's been an official change, with Kingsmead now being the official tournament host for the qualifier. And Harry Brook has now withdrawn from this year's Indian Premier League, and he says that he wants to prioritize playing for England. The 26-year-old was signed by the Delhi Capitals at the IPL auction last year in a deal worth £590,000. But he's now withdrawn for the second time in a row, and that leaves him at risk of being banned from the tournament for 2 years. And Ireland need to shrug off the disappointment of their 42-27 hammering, and that's according to their coach Simon Easterby. They need to keep the pressure on France if they're to win the Six Nations. France can win the tournament even without their talisman Antoine Dupont, and they are in the box seat at the moment. A bonus point victory to an unpredictable Scotland will see them crowned champions for the first time since 2022. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Thank you very much, Joe. If you haven't heard the news yet, well, there's a million reasons to stay tuned. We'll give you the details next. It's the